This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Today we're going to be talking for 2 hours with Joey, USA Prepares instructor in Michigan. Joey in Michigan. And we're going to reminisce a little bit about what it was like growing up, what shaped us into who we are today. Family, events, encounters, things that we experienced, and the like. Welcome, Joey.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Good morning, class.
Good morning.
Let's keep going. 2 hours are going to go by fast, right?
Yeah, you know, I was talking with Jason, who's engineering today, about commercials. And I remember back in the very early 1950s that radio and TV had commercials. But they weren't about a third of the broadcast. There was a commercial at the top of the hour, and there was a commercial at the bottom of the hour. And that was pretty much it. Do you remember that, or not, Joe?
Absolutely. I mean, when you were a kid, you didn't want to see a commercial, and they were very, very, very seldom. But it's funny, because what's different between a commercial and the show? What's both the commercial and the show? What are you learning from that?
Well, that's an interesting point, because
being programmed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joe, I just want to let you know that I'm looking at the screen, and we are experiencing a little over almost a second and a half delay on this broadcast. So it's going to be difficult to not step on each other. We're not trying to step on each other, class, but there is a really long delay. And I see a second and a half here in Missouri, so figure a second and a half, and Joey's probably got some delay on his side. So it might be a little over 2 seconds. And during the commercial break, I will see if I can fix that by reconnecting. But what we had was short commercials and content. And as I remember television shows and radio programming, it was not intended initially, at least in the 1950s, to confuse us. It was not, there were good guys and bad guys. So, for example, television shows would show a bad person committing a crime, for example, but it wasn't really a heinous crime. They didn't show blood and gore and guts and, you know, sawing people apart. And you could tell the good from the bad, and always, 100% of the time, the good guys won in the end. And the bad guys, you know, suffered the consequences of their crimes. That's what happened. But I don't think that's the case anymore. I think bad guys get away with bad things. And good guys sometimes lose. And we didn't have perversion on the radio. We didn't have things like the Ellen DeGeneres show. We didn't have that. We didn't have people advocating perversion the way they do now. It was, if there was a show about good guys and bad guys, the good guys always won. Do you remember it that way?
I do. And I'm afraid the good guys, they're going to get a surprise this time. I'm afraid, because the good guys apparently are too busy. They're too busy doing whatever they do, and they're not sticking together. I think they're going to get a. They're about to receive something they've never imagined. Mm-hmm. You feel that way, Vince?
I do. And it's not just in radio and television. It's in everything. Everything. And I'm finding that people are abandoning their values. I find that people are abandoning the relationships. And when I say relationships, I mean, you know, guys who were friends. And abandoning, well, you know, times have changed, and, you know, I got to think about me first. I'm not going to think about, you know, the commitments I've made over the, you know, decade-long friendships. I'm seeing more and more of that. I'm seeing that, you know, I've even called some of my boyfriends, you know, back from the 60s. Friends that that were boys that I've made long-term friendships with. I'm talking about, you know, well over a decade. I can't even get in touch with them because they don't want to answer the phone. I've called their neighbors and said, hey, I'm trying to get in touch with so-and-so. He's your next-door neighbor, and can you give him a message and give him my phone number, and maybe he can call me? Even the neighbor won't call. I've never seen anything like it. If someone said to me, you know, called me up and said, hey, you know, your neighbor, Charlie, he and I used to grow up together. Can you give him a message for me and maybe have him call me? I'd say, well, sure, I'll give him the message. What's your number? Then I'd go over to Charlie and say, hey, Charlie, I got a call. I don't know if this is, you know, bona fide or not, but this guy says here's his name. Here's his phone number. Hasn't talked to you in years. And he'd love to chat with you. Here's his number if you decide you'd like to call him. But those kinds of things aren't even happening now. It's really strange. There's no trust. There's no belief. There's no... the friendships are falling apart. I've never seen anything like this. And it's upsetting to me. Are you seeing that, Joe, or is it just happening over here?
I was talking to an old neighbor of mine yesterday. We got talking, and because he didn't get his mask on fast enough, a friend of his of 30 years chewed him out. Said, you're causing all kinds of problems. He said, slow down, calm down. I was in my truck. I'm just getting out. I mean, first of all, I really don't wear a diaper. And everybody's entitled to their own opinion what's going on. A second wave's coming. But the television has helped done this. I mean, the television has programmed everybody. They're splitting them up. You're either a Republican or a Democrat. Then you can have conservatives and you can have extreme liberals. Then there's different colors of people. So the television has successfully, I mean, and really, how can you expect an outcome to be different when you're being programmed on a daily basis and you don't even know you're being programmed? Shows we grew up with, like the Andy Griffith Show and just a basic simple, where Aunt Bee was always cooking bacon cookies and Opie had his friends over when he'd get a fish, and everybody was a happy, happy, happy. Today, everybody's angry. They didn't have the castle they were dreaming about. They didn't have anything that in their mind they thought they should have. I mean, you watch a lot of these old movies, as we were kids, what did they always talk about from the settlers when they were coming here to settle the country? They had something called an indentured servant, and everybody to learn a trade, it was like going to college. I mean, even then, if you wanted to learn a trade, you had to grant X amount of time to the guy teaching you. You want to be a tinsmith? Beautiful. You want to be a blacksmith? Wonderful. You want to farm? This is what you have to learn. Today, everybody feels they have to have immediate gratification because the television says you should. You know, the other day you were talking about people going to see the mouse, and that's fine. If they want to go see Mickey and Donald, that's wonderful. But also, when they spend that $8,000 or $10,000 on that vacation to enhance it, I mean, my dad, and I told you last week, when Disney World opened in Florida, my dad couldn't wait to take us there, you know, because that was just something he wanted us to experience. But at the same token, that's changed so much. A trip that was $300 or $400 then is, you know, $8,000 or $10,000, and all of a sudden, you have to weigh out options. What do you want to learn? Do you want to learn about how to spend money, or do you want to learn how to conserve money? Do you want to learn how to save your money? I mean, I know how you think, Vince, because I kind of think the same way, even though you and I can watch the same television show and both get different variables from it and complete different perspectives of it. And it's not right or it's not wrong, because those shows are run with frequencies. And what are the frequencies doing? They affect our brain patterns different. Is our brain pattern affected different because I eat more sugar than you do, or you eat more of this than I do? Is that what's altered brain frequencies? I mean, I'm no genius. I just throw stuff out there because, to me, if it comes up, it comes out. What do you think about that?
Well, I was thinking about what does it cost to, you know, for a, they call them a pass to go to Disney. So, according to the internet, it is about $100 a day, you know, to get through the turnstile at Disney. Now, that's, you know, without the, I don't know how much a hamburger costs, but people will borrow money to go there. Borrow money for an experience. I can understand borrowing money for a necessity, but I cannot understand borrowing money for an experience. I know someone who does not have a lot of money, has to pay for things over time, but yet went on a cruise. These things are foreign to me, and I don't think anything like that happened back in the 1950s. I don't believe people would borrow money for an experience back then. I never heard of it. Not with the people, you know, my parents were neighbors with. None of that happened. Do you think there's anyone that you and your parents hung around with that would borrow money for an experience back in the 1950s?
Vince, I was born later than the 50s, but you're correct. My parents saved all year. When we were in school, we were one of two or three families that actually went on a Christmas vacation. And my parents were a little bit different. Not that we had all this extra money, but my parents saved different, just like your parents. And for my dad, that was very important for him, to take us on an adventure. I mean, I talked to people 90 years old working at these resale shops, and I said, oh, no, I've never been to Florida. 90 years old. Yet other guy's 90 years old. His family came here from the Netherlands, ended up in Iowa, went to Washington State, from Washington State back to Iowa, and then ended up here in this part of Michigan. And it's an incredible story. And he traveled in a station wagon. And his stories are just like, I want to pull up a log around the campfire and listen to him. He's talking about how they're towing a trailer. They didn't have a ball hitch. They had a pin, and the pin fell out. They heard a crash. The father looks in the mirror, and he can't find the trailer. So he had to go back 3 miles to find the trailer. But you have to understand, a family of nine was traveling in a station wagon. All their worldly goods were in the back of that trailer. That was no, you know, 16-foot cargo trailer. Oh, no, it was a 4x8 trailer. And like you said, when we left, we auctioned everything off, and we got back. Wherever we finally got established, the first thing the mom wanted after months and months of saving was to buy a washing machine just to simplify her life. So think about how all our values have changed from that story in the 30s to our stories of the 50s and 60s and now current nightmares. Let's get back on the break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that washing machine, that was a big deal. And people didn't buy a new washing machine because it came out with a new color washing machine. We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Joey's with us, and we're discussing what things were like back in the 50s and 60s when we were growing up. And Joe, you know, a dishwasher in the kitchen was a big deal, having one of those back in the 1960s. And a washing machine it was really nice to have, but it was becoming more commonplace. But people didn't buy washing machines because a new color came out. They bought a washing machine because they wanted it to work. They wanted it to be dependable, last a long time, and be effective at washing clothes. Today, that's not the case. People will buy a washing machine because they've been duped by the marketeers into thinking that this candy apple red front-loading washing machine that is a great idea. And it's a great idea to spend three times as much for it than one that is a top load. So marketing has changed the way people buy things, because people are easily confused, easily duped, easily lied to, easily misled. But that's not the way it was back then. Commercials were really talking about durability back in the 1950s and usability. But then it changed. Probably around the very late 60s, early 70s, fluff was, and style, and ego took over in marketing. Meaning, instead of, you know, you can do better than your neighbors. You know, don't let your neighbors get ahead of you. You need to have more stuff than your neighbors. And that's the way it was. Do you remember it that way?
Yeah, except for I don't use it, the word marketing. I use the word programming. And the people have been programmed I mean, on what world would you live in that you could have this amount of rioting with the amount of destruction and damage to private and personal property? And I was listening to some human form of vomit. I believe that person is the mayor of Chicago, Lori LGBT Lightfoot. And you will never hear me speak about gays. I have gay friends, but that woman's a degenerate scumbag, a human feces. And she's listening to our aldermen speak about the destruction, and she tells them to shut up. Now, what kind of an imbecile, subhuman moron would vote for a degenerate like that? And this, again, wasn't going to be political, but it always goes back to what you and I grew up with and how the distortion has gotten so widespread. People care about people, and everybody's life matters. Everybody's life matters. Animals matter. Everything matters. And, you know, I get to a place and a point in my life, what are you going to prepare for? Are you going to prepare for living with Andy Griffith and Fonzie and Richie and Mommy and Daddy Cunningham? Is that who we're watching? Is that which time we're in? Or are we watching these new family videos where, you know, the parents get a divorce, the guy marries a woman half his age with a different ethnic background, and their neighbors are gay, and they adopt them as the great-grandparents? I mean, because really, what's different between that scenario today and our friends the Waltons, when Grandma and Grandma Walton actually were devout and strong gays, only they weren't promoted as gays. They were promoted as the most wholesome, happy family during the Depression, and they kept the glue. They were the glue that kept the family together. Now, what's different? They just changed the anomaly. So let's not use the word advertising. Let's use the word programming. Because how could you change so many people? One day you're wearing a mask for fear you're going to die of some, pandemic outbreak. The next day, there's thousands and thousands of people, elbow to elbow, burning and destroying cities. And I would like to propose a toast to all the media that put the inaccurate footage of the destruction, and each city that they didn't show actual burning, destruction, and looting, they should be handed the bill for the recovery. Don't ask the federal government to bail this mess out. And the federal government, if they had an ounce of a brain, which they don't, they would walk away and say, you guys burned it, you guys fix it. Now, you see how quick you and I start changing, or let me rephrase it, I start changing just based on a couple of words, because that's my programming and your programming. And it all started out so happy, Dick, dealing with the 50s and the 60s. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right, Joe. And in the president, President Donald Trump said, if you don't fix Seattle, he's going to do it. What does that mean? That sounds like a big hammer to me. We'll be right back.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
George Floyd's brother is pushing for police reform. He spoke on Capitol Hill yesterday, telling lawmakers at a hearing he wants to make sure that his brother wasn't just a face on a T-shirt or another name on a list.
I couldn't take care of George that day he was killed, but maybe by speaking with you today, I can make sure that his death would not be in vain.
Protesters tore down a statue of Christopher Columbus from outside the Minnesota State Capitol last night. A group of protesters tossing a rope around the monument and tugging it to the ground. Another cop reality show is over. A&E has canceled Live PD a day after the long-running Cops got pulled and only hours after the host promised it was going to be back. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 cases have risen in over a dozen states since the George Floyd protests broke out. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
At least 16 states have seen increases in COVID-19 cases. Dr. Dean Bloomberg is an infectious disease expert at the University of California, Davis.
We might open up too far, too fast, and if that happens, we may need to adjust.
And the nationwide police brutality protests are raising fears of another wave of infections. The director of the Harvard Global Health Institute offered yet another sobering prediction that the U.S. could see another 100,000 coronavirus deaths by September.
Joe Biden says his greatest concern right now is that President Trump is going to try to steal the November White House election. In an interview on The Daily Show last evening, Biden said he's worried that some votes won't be counted. The former vice president and presumptive Democratic presidential candidate saying that Trump has already cast doubt on the use of mail-in ballots as being legitimate. And thousands of fans want Disneyland to retheme the Spanish Mountain ride because of its possibly racist undertones. The ride's storyline is based off the Song of the South, a 1946 Disney film that's been criticized for its racist stereotypes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
Why today? Oh God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to
the
feet
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Joey's with us in Michigan. Joey, I looked up what it costs to go to see the mouse. In 2 years ago, 2018, for a family of four to spend a week, you know, going to see the mouse, you're absolutely right. I believe you said, and correct me if I'm wrong, did you say $8,000 to $10,000?
That's right.
Okay. Well, it is $8,000 to $10,000. The cost that I researched is $8,800. That's right between $8,000 and $10,000. That's staggering to me.
Vince, you know how I know that number? Because I had friends that were bragging. That's what they spent. They were bragging. And I looked at him and I says, what's wrong with you people? You couldn't go for a day or two? You couldn't go for a day or two? You had to go for a week? Wow.
Yeah. Well, okay, so here's some of the numbers that are extraordinary to me. I must be way out of touch because I'm looking at the shopping list of, you know, of these expenses. Airport parking, $140. Then there was the Wilderness Lodge, like $3,200. Park passes, that means to get into the park, $2,000, actually $2,044. In resort food, that means, you know, eating at the Mouse, $1,800. How can a family of four spend $1,800 eating for a week? How is that possible? Face painting, you know, to have your two children's faces painted, $30. So bottom line is $8,800. You are right on the money. So that's beyond crazy to me. Joe, I would have, seriously, I would have trouble spending $8,800 on a vehicle. As a matter of fact, $8,800, I could buy 10 vehicles. Literally 10 vehicles. I could buy 10 vehicles for $5,000. And they could all be Mercedes. No exaggeration. I'm sure you remember me telling you on the phone privately that, you know, I bought a Mercedes for $525. And I bought another one for $700. I'm sure you remember things like that, right? Recently.
Yeah, right. And here's the icing on the cake. So how do you think we could ever go back to our childhood times when the people have, their imaginations have been stretched and reprocessed beyond comprehension? When our grandparents migrated here with a little bag, a little suitcase with all their worldly goods, they probably had $2 if they had that to their name. They came here and they started anew. Now, what family do you know that just spent $8,800, if they had everything taken away from them, they would have to get psychiatric counseling. They would lose their minds. They would go insane. They would be over the edge. What do you think's coming? Is the dollar is going to be reevaluated because our government, our people that we entrusted to help us, have put already $6 trillion of bonus money into this, and now round two is coming. Round one, that seems to be everybody's sick. Nobody knows. They don't know how bad it is, but yet most people don't know anybody that's been sick yet. But round two's coming, and it's funny because all of South America has been hit by COVID. You know, and some people still have what they call a brain. They can actually reason and think and rationalize. Let me think. You know, and when you start destroying inner city stores, networks, you destroy people's integrity. Because there's a lot of people in the city that never wanted to see this. There's a lot of people depend on that for their groceries. There's a lot of people that depend on that network of, just like our network being out in the country, they have a different kind of a network in the city, and they go to their favorite mom-and-pop stores. And if anything else, the big stores, they get the Superfund from Uncle Sam. But the mom-and-pops, like everybody in a mom-and-pop world, they get left out on the doorstep. And they're not going to have the money to rebuild. And most inner-city stores tend to be immigrants. They moved there, just like when my grandparents came here, they lived in the city, the inner city, and as a progression occurred, they moved outward. What's the big deal? Nobody can see this. Everybody's so busy. Oh, my. You know, we went back to the original question about why people of 30 years, friends of 30 years ago, you don't talk to. Well, like the one guy he's talking to, he seen a buddy of his 30 years ago, and the guy flipped out because he didn't have the mask on, but the difference is, one is extremely liberal, one is extremely conservative. So now we've split that group. We got two halves. Let's keep splitting halves, because the more you can split a family up, the more you don't have family values. Just like I said, in the early 80s, our family started to go their separate ways. You know, everybody start doing something different, but yet in the 70s and the late 60s, the families always stuck together. They always came came together. When somebody needed help, there was help, whatever the help was. But, you know, help isn't giving somebody 10 grand to go on a vacation. Help isn't giving somebody 10 grand so they can go buy a car. Help might be, you know, what can I help you keep your house? And then how are you going to pay it back? But today, you can help all you want. And that's an expectation. And there is no intent of helping anybody and thinking you're going to get your money back. I don't care how small the money is. You help somebody and they think they did you a favor because you helped them. What kind of brain is that? You know, there I go being negative again, right?
Joe, so I was thinking back as you were talking about these things. I used to be a computer consultant, and I spent a lot of time in the public training camp, in the public school system. And I taught the teachers how to teach the children computer technology. And so many times I would sit in the back of the classroom and watch the teachers teaching. And what I noticed, now I'm talking about, you know, the 1990s and the early 2000s, I remember hearing words that I'd never heard when I was in public school. I'm talking about kindergarten through 12th grade in high school. I never heard a single teacher use the word, shut up. Never. I never heard the teachers screaming, shut up, at the students. But I did in the 1990s. And in the early 2000s, I heard that. I would hear, you don't even have to sit in the back of the classroom to hear it. You can walk down the hallway. When I was running for director of the school board position, right here in Missouri, I was taking a tour, unannounced, of a high school. And I was walking down the hall, and I heard a teacher screaming, shut up. If you don't shut up, you're going to the principal's office. We never had that kind of language coming from adults in positions of responsibility like teachers in the 1950s and 1960s. Do you ever remember that, Joey? Teachers yelling and screaming at you?
They would have been sent home. Just like you have a mayor telling the president, and I don't know why they call Trump, Trump. But they call the last president, Mr. President. Mr. President, that took our deficit from $4.5 trillion to 19 point some trillion. And I'm not saying Big Donald did anything better, but the point of the story is, wow, we got a superhero. And, you know, none of this makes sense, but let's address the situation. When we grew up, black and white televisions, everything was analog. And as of in the 90s, everything started going digital. So a lot of today's children, they have to use a computer. And a computer is a digital item. So what is, you know, Rick Miller would speak about somewhere in the, between John C. Lilly doing the dolphin and giving the dolphin languages. And that was the difference between the dolphin learned 37 words. And then we go on to the SEAL training, and then today they have a skull cap they put on because they map all the brain activities so they know what frequencies activate what part of the brain. So we went completely from analog to digital, and it's much easier to program. And if you follow any of the nonsense on the Internet about that great humanitarian, the human syphilis, Mr. Gates, he's promoting the new vaccines that will enable your DNA to be modified. I mean, I think that's just an incredible situation, especially if you don't mind not being what you were born. So once you start changing and screwing with DNA patterns, and you can electronically modify stuff, what kind of world is that going to be? If you think this world is strange, you know, that this world has just really started to accelerate in, what, the last 10 years? You know, maybe 15? But where we're at today, every day you wake up, it's another place we're living at. It's like fast forward with one of them discs with a Rolodex. Oh, that's right. That was analog, and digital is something different. So the point is, I don't have a clue, and apparently nobody else does, because they bury their head in the sand and they walk away and they put the mask on. Everybody I see, oh, no, I just assume not argue. Well, don't argue. When the truck comes, and Donald said he bought 500 million injections and he turned it over to the military, so I don't give a shit what he says, who do you think's going to administer the shots? Are you interested in a shot? I mean, I break out. I get a rash from shots, and, you know, I get a rash from a lot of things. But, I mean, at some point, you're going to beg somebody for a shot. I don't know what kind of shot. But what's going to happen? I would have to ask the class, because a lot of the class, they're busy. I mean, they're busy thinking about, oh, my God, I lost my stocks. Oh, my portfolio. Oh, I'm not working. Oh, but, you know, that's all another distraction. What's really coming? What's around the corner? I mean, how is it possible within 2 weeks, this virus supposedly ran around the globe? It kind of left South America out. Now it's rampaging down there. But then how is it possible after 6 weeks into this, 5 weeks into this, oh, my gosh, all the major food processing, Tyson, Purdue, Smithfield at the Chinese zone, how is it possible? Everybody was sick there. And we got to quit butchering food. How is that possible? And how is it possible that Tyson and Purdue are actively researching how to use bugs for protein, because we don't really want to have animals anymore? How is it possible in Austria, as of last December, they start changing all the farming bills, and now you're grossly taxed if you harvest silage versus hay, because that silage is more for a cow, so you got a higher carbon tax to pay for a cow, and nobody even sees where it's going yet. How is this possible? Which world are we living in? I mean, do you live every day to your life's fullest today and not worry about what's coming? Because your kids, grandkids, future grandkids, they'll never, ever see the life we grew up in. And they won't see it because they've taken it all off of even a ridiculous old television show. So there you have it.
Yeah, and as you're saying these things, I was thinking about some occupations that have disappeared. For example, if you went to a barber shop to get a haircut back in the 1950s, you might see a shoe shine stand, where men would have their shoes shined. We don't even shine shoes anymore.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, you're talking about, going to the mouse, and you're talking about the station wagon. And my parents owned a station wagon. My dad drove the sedan, and my mom drove the station wagon. And when we needed to buy something and bring it home, and if it was large, it went in the station wagon. When we went on a visit to family, we would take the station wagon. That was what happened, and life was centered around the family. And life was also different in that we didn't rent things. So, for example, if you needed a refrigerator, you would plan ahead and you'd say, you know what, I think we're going to need to buy a refrigerator. So let's save up for a couple of years until we can afford one, and then we'll get one. And today, we don't do that. We either borrow the money on a credit card to get a new shiny stainless steel appliance because we like the way it looks, rather than need one, and we even rent them. There are stores all over our area in Missouri, you know, rent to own, or rent, you know, rent a refrigerator, rent a washer, rent a sofa, rent a television. You can rent pretty much anything you need, want for your house, and that's so foreign to me, because that never happened. There was never a discussion where my mom and dad said, you know what? We can rent a sofa. Why don't we do that? That would never happen in my house. Did that ever happen in your house, Joe?
You know what? We had money, not a lot of money. We weren't like these people that didn't know what all this money is. But, you know, and we'd get a couch from my aunt. When my aunt would buy new couches, we'd get the old couch. And we'd have the old couch for 10 years before we'd get another couch. I was just thinking while you're saying that, a friend of mine, when my mom finally bought new couches, we gave him the old couches. He had them for 15 years. The ones that we had that were hand-me-down. And, you know, people are funny that way. There's two kinds of people. The ones that need immediate gratification and those that just need to be content. And, you know, it's like, I drive 20-year-old trucks. Why? Well, for two reasons. One is, it's a fraction of the cost of a new one. The new one doesn't run because it's all electronic components, and eventually they will be obsolete. But eventually, guess what? I'm going to be obsolete. So really, it's not going to matter anymore. And the question I always bring up when I think about people, because everybody needs to have more. Give me a why. Whatever that means, you interpret it any way you want. And especially the class, interpret it any way you want. But what do you really need? And when you wake up in the morning and you can get out of bed without any kind of hip pain, back pain, any kind of pain, and you feel good, you've already started off way ahead of most people. When you're fortunate enough that you don't partake in the pharmaceutical industry, I know there's people telling me they take up to 13 pills a day. 13 pills a day. Who benefits from that? In fact, the one person is telling me their mom's taking 14 pills a day. She didn't feel good for, my gosh, 30 years. She was out of town, down south on a vacation, got sick, went to a doctor. He said, what are you taking all these pills for? They've been telling us. They cut half the pills out. She never felt better in the last 30 years. See, she's been slow-killed poison by the medical media, as what would Norm call them, the medical mafia, and all they're doing is stretching out the money. Let's take more money. I mean, when do people, and I mean, it's hard. It's hard when you're programmed, and I have to use that word, you're programmed, because who really knows what's going on? I don't know what's going on. I pay attention a lot better than most. How much of this is real? How much of this is a lie? And you can pretend you know. I don't know. I'm, like I said, I'm one of the more simpler people you're going to meet. I didn't have all these pedigrees. I didn't get to work at all these government projects all these people brag about. I wasn't the Physician of the Year award. I'm just me. But I do have something a lot of people don't have. Good, rational, common sense. And I'm not right. As Rick would say, I don't know. Who's going to know? Well, I don't know. And I don't even make that statement because I don't know. If I knew, you think I'd be here? I told you the other day. If I knew what was going on, I would have cashed out all my stuff and went to a small, remote village in a third world country and let society collapse and let them feel how important they are. Because all these people, they're tearing down statues. Most of these morons tearing a statue down, they don't even know what 4th of July means. They didn't know there was an independence, and that's what 4th of July was about. They had it, oh, really? And they're tearing down statues of Columbus? They're tearing down statues of all these people? And these governors should all be arrested, seize their personal properties, and use that money to resurface all these statues that are turned down. Or at least vote on it and see who's got the stones to say, no, we're not tearing this down. But no, we're living in a water demolition man television show.
Joey's with us. And we're talking about growing up, what it was like and what's different. Quite a contrast. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And I'd like to talk about, you know, changing your air filter on your car. How that works and how it's different from 1950. You won't believe the difference, class.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.